everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Cecilia.
Hello, everybody. This is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利啊。每周三我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。大家微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。
这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合学习英语的学习材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
今天呢，和大家来聊聊啊 ，Superboy。
Superboy? What do you mean? The son of the Superman?
No, Superboy, Happy Boy, 就是超级男生、快乐男生呀。The same talent show for male contestants.
Oh, I see. And I've noticed that recently, the show and some of its star contestants have made a comeback.
是的，我就要恭喜快男2007啊，在15年后呢，这几个老男孩们因为一档综艺节目啊，终于又翻红。那这里的翻红，思琪老师刚刚用的表达就是 make a comeback。
Comeback 是连在一起的，它是一个词。字面意思呢是又回来了，那可不就是又翻红了，又盘活了。
是的，是的，盘活啊。然后动词搭配用 make， 所以可以说 they have made a comeback。
谁的青春没个超女快男呢？
Yeah.
So let's talk about them and our youth in today's podcast.
Sure. 而且今天借着几个大男孩的友谊呢，我们也可以跟大家讲一讲啊，和 friends、friendship 相关的一些好用的口语表达。今天内容也都整理好了文字版的笔记啊，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
那这几个07届的快男上的综艺呢，就是芒果台的《欢迎来到蘑菇屋》。
大家应该都知道《向往的生活》，对吧？那这个蘑菇屋呢，就是《向往的生活》的 spin-off。
哎呦，还开始中英夹杂了。
哎，你说的很 right， 这可不就是为了大家 remember better？ 那我刚刚说的 spin-off 其实就是衍生剧的意思啊，说蘑菇屋呢是一个衍生出来的产品。
没错 ，spin-off 这也是一个词，中间有一个连字符 ，meaning the show is based on another show that has already been successful。比方说《小谢尔顿》就是《生活大爆炸》的衍生剧 ，Young Sheldon is a spin-off of The Big Bang。
那蘑菇屋呢，因为是 spin-off。然后节目组也没多少钱，所以就请了07届的快男再就业。那没有想到这一次的再就业就非常成功啊。They have regained their popularity and brought a wave of nostalgia.
那也是因为这综艺真的很搞笑啊。It's really amusing. 因为是熟人局嘛，苏醒、张远、王月新、陈楚生、王铮亮还有陆虎，他们都很放得开，啥都敢说，而且都特别有梗。
这个放得开呀，大家知道英语可以怎么说吗？就这里不要直译成什么 get off， 或者是 they're open。
我觉得可以用这个词啊 ，inhibition。Inhibition it means a shy or nervous feeling that stops you from experiencing your real thoughts or feelings。
对 ，inhibition 意思就是拘谨、拘束感。所以说放得开就是没有这种拘束嘛，就可以说 they have no inhibitions on TV.
Yeah, they have no inhibitions about their history, their stories, and also their friendship. 虽然主要是在互相吐槽开玩笑，但是兄弟情也很真实。
那我们边聊聊他们的友谊呢，边来学习英文表达吧。比如我刚开始啊，我就想到这个词组啊 ，their paths crossed.
Their paths crossed. Path 是一条路的意思。Cross 就是交叉了，他们走的路交叉了，就是说他们又重逢了。
对，又回来组了个局嘛。And when you meet someone unexpectedly, your paths crossed. So after 15 years, their paths crossed once and again.
那有一篇采访里面呢，我看到陆虎说，在他经济非常困难的时候，魏晨帮过他。在没有工作的时候呢，苏醒组局给他介绍人，就是在困难的时候还愿意帮助你的朋友，才是真的朋友哈。A friend in need.Is a friend indeed.
这句话挺老的了，但确实说得很好。
Right.
In need, 就是说有需要的时候。Indeed, 这个是一个单词，意思就是真的。So a friend in need is a friend indeed. 其实就是啊，患难见真情。
A person who helps when we are not doing well or have problems is a true friend, unlike those who disappear when difficulties arise.
True. 谢谢。 I'm in need now. Can you lend me some money?
No problem, as much as you need.
A friend in need is a friend indeed. So you're a good friend indeed.
Of course, I think I am. Okay, there's another phrase I think is very useful.
Yeah?
To have friends in high places.
High places. 就是你在很高的地方有个朋友。这个表达我都没听过哎。
Here, high places mean high social status. So to have friends in high places means to know people with social or political influence or power. 意思就是我上面有人。
啊，有地位很高的朋友，对吧？
对。
So do you have any friends in high places?
I don't think so, but I have some friends who are very tall.
They are high themselves. Okay, 那你刚刚为什么会想到这个表达呢？ Does it have anything to do with the happy boys?
我就是觉得他们虽然是明星啊，但是也是非常真实的明星。他们应该是上面有人，有比较有权力的朋友，但是呢，也一样会有人生的低谷。
是的，很真实啊。而且他们其实除了相亲相爱啊，他们之间互相其实有吵架的时候。So right now, I'm thinking about this phrase, at odds with someone.
At odds with someone.
Odds, 这个单词拼写就是 O-D-D-S, odds.本来意思呢就是概率啊不利的条件。
对这个词组 at odds with somebody, 意思就是有矛盾有分歧 to disagree with somebody about something.
像这一届里面呢有个很有名的打架事件嘛就是苏醒和李伟啊他们俩呢互相看不习惯就可以说 they have been at odds for quite a long time.
关于他们打架的原因我们两个的意见不一致就可以说 I'm at odds with Summer about the reason of the fight.
像我那个时候其实还挺喜欢苏醒的、
really?
然后微博还一直关注他他这个人就是才认识你会觉得他挺讨厌的但是越了解呢会发现越好玩 He would grow on you
And he's kind of a chatterbox 还非常的话痨
那像我们刚刚说的这种越接触呢越喜欢在英文中就有一个很对应的表达 Grow on somebody
对Grow 就是生长长大的意思那 grow on somebody 在某人身上慢慢长大也就是越来越喜欢的意思 to become more appealing as time passes
就比如现在这个综艺啊大家就是越看越喜欢嘛 The show is also starting to grow on the viewers
虽然再也回不去当时看快男快女那么年轻的我们了哈但是看看这几个老男孩嘻嘻哈哈打打闹闹也挺好玩的
是的那我们今天的这一波回忆杀啊、还有和友情相关的表达呢就讲到这里啦也最后再提醒大家一下今天的笔记都给大家整理好了大家可以到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Thank you so much for listening This is Cecilia
This is Summer See you next time
Bye
This podcast is from Morning English
学口语就来早安英文